WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Motorists dealing with congestion around the South College Station intersection of Greens Prairie Trail and Reuter Road will be getting some relief. The city council last night approved rebuilding Reuter north of that intersection so it bends into Welburn Road. Steve Aldrich, while voting yes, criticized city staff for not taking their recommendations first to the Welburn community.
I think we're really whacking a beehive if we take action on this prior to having public input on the plan.
John Nichols noted this will give motorists two ways to get to Welburn Road from the existing elementary school and new intermediate and middle schools.
And it diverts the traffic out of the central part of Welburn.
The unanimous vote followed two attempts to delay action on all staff recommendations. Brazos County Democrats and Republicans are supporting their presidential nominees out of the state.
Bryan High School graduate Thomas Cavanis, who is a regional director for the Maine Democratic Party, is one of five Texans in leadership positions.
With the Hillary arm of the Maine Democratic Party, there are four of us Texans working on the campaign. There's from the Dallas area and one from San Antonio, and then myself. Our state director is originally from Dallas.
The chairman of the Brazos County Republican Party, Paul Rieger, is in Des Moines, Iowa, as part of the Texas Strike Force supporting Donald Trump.
We don't look at it as trying to turn our back on our own county, but we look at it as an effort to go capture a state that really we need on our side in the presidential race.
Rieger says another group from Brazos County will be in Nevada campaigning for Trump. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The city of Bryan reports ball games will continue at Bob Bond Park. Those are the fields where Bryan National Little League games were in jeopardy due to expansion plans by the Texas Army National Guard. State Representative John Rainey, who organized a meeting with the city and the Guard that was held yesterday, says games will be played there for at least another 2 years.
I don't want to be talking for the city, but they indicated they have some property that they might be willing to give to the Guard to relocate. But all that's dependent on federal dollars that just aren't there right now as far as designing and building a new armory.
Rainey says the Guard enjoys having the youth leagues who play on three fields. The newest historical marker in Brazos County, which will be dedicated Sunday afternoon, is at Santa Teresa Catholic Church in Bryan.
It was started in 1929 by a priest that would go to the different counties in Brazos County in a tent, in a little cart, setting up church, and then it was affiliated with St. Joseph Catholic Church.
Church member Dorothy Hernandez, who spent 2 years to get the marker, says Father Frank Urbanowski, who also known as Padre Panchito, organized the worshipers and received permission to build what became the first church for the local Hispanic community. Sunday's program starts at 4 at the church, located west of downtown Bryan on Lucky Street near the intersection of Highway 21 and William Joel Parkway. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 61 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
Good morning at 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Unusually warm weather will stretch from Texas into the southeastern United States, not only today but through the upcoming weekend. High pressure remains in control and will continue to warm up. Lots of sunshine today. We should have a high somewhere between 85 and 90 this afternoon. We're clear tonight, 60 to 65. More sunshine tomorrow, some passing clouds, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly sunny Sunday and 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Friday night lights burn bright tonight, so Zach Taylor will have a look at your high school football report and your Aggie football report as the team gets ready to face New Mexico State tomorrow. The A&M soccer team closed out the regular season with a three-game win streak with their win over the Bulldogs last night. It was a no-hitter for Lexi Smith as the A&M softball team swept Blinn College yesterday, and in the NFL, the Titans are back in the AFC South title chase with their win against the Jacksonville on Thursday night football. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Arizona man is in custody after leading police on a bizarre chase after Phoenix police began following the suspect, stopped at the In-N-Out Burger drive-thru. Yeah.
He was hungry.
Yeah. He appeared to order food, but then drove away and got out of his pickup. Then he ran into a backyard, tried to get into a house through the back door, couldn't do that. That's when he was surrounded and taken into custody.
He was just trying to be confusing.
I guess that's it.
He's trying to, you know.
Either that or that In-N-Out Burger had an effect real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Really?
Could be. Yeah, that could be it.
When you got to go, you got to go.
That's right. Sure. Why not?
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
And after all, he's being chased by the police.
That's
so, yeah. First you say it, then you do it.
That would be a bit of anxiety, I think, right there.
We don't even know what he was doing. Jeez. Why were they? He was being followed in the first place. Well, yeah. Maybe there's more to come.
Good thing there's no In-N-Out Burger here.
Yeah.
And now, another Did You Know Minute presented by the Grimes County Republican Party.
Did you know, in 1957 and 1959, Republican President Dwight Eisenhower proposed civil rights bills strengthening the rights of African Americans to vote. Senate Democrats filibustered the bills and watered them down. In 1959, when Southern Democrats demanded that anyone who violated the new civil rights bill should be tried before all-white Southern juries, Republican Vice President Richard Nixon gave the deciding Senate vote to kill the Southern Amendment. Southern Democrats who opposed desegregation included former Ku Klux Klan Senator Robert Byrd and Alabama Governor George Wallace. On November 8th, remember to vote Republican.
This Did You Know Minute was paid for by the Grimes County Republican Party, Marilyn Schultz, Treasurer.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Friday. Hey, look at this. It's the last Friday of October.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, that means it's Frankenstein Day, in case you didn't know that.
Ooh, that's cool.
Frankenstein Friday.
Frankenstein Friday.
That's what we call it.
I like it.
Yeah, why not? All right. It's also Plush Animal Lovers Day. You know, stuffed animals. That
okay.
Kind of thing, if you like that. Animation Day. Breadstick Day.
All right.
Ooh. Breadsticks. Now, you like the soft ones? You like the hard ones? What?
Ooh, I like both.
Yeah. I'm more of a soft one, I think.
It's observed annually on the last Friday in October. It is a day when you can enjoy your tender, delicious, dunkable pieces of joy.
Mm.
That's what they call them, anyway. All right, and it's National Chocolate. Chocolate gets a day.
Oh.
And it's and today.
But I feel like we celebrate it throughout, like, multiple days the year.
It is celebrated often, without a doubt. It may not be on Chocolate Day, but, you know, if you want to have your own celebration, that's okay. Some sources also designated as December 28th and also on July 7th.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think there's more than one Chocolate Day.
So go ahead and do that today if you want to. I wouldn't mix it with the breadsticks. Mm. I just don't think so. But and it's also Champagne Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
You could do some chocolate and champagne.
Hey, there you go. All right. Now we're talking.
We do have some other birthdays.
We do got birthdays. Yeah. Nolan Gould is 18. He plays Luke on Modern Family.
He's so funny.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
And apparently he's like a member of Mensa. He's like really smart in real life. Yeah.
All right.
Matt Smith is 34. He was the 11th Doctor on Doctor Who. Mm. Justin Guarini is 38.
Yes.
He's, of course, the first American Idol runner-up.
Yeah, to Kelly Clarkson,
But
right?
Now he's in those Diet Dr. Pepper commercials as Lil Sweet.
That's him?
Yes. The guy
this
week comes popping out of the bushes or whatever. Yeah, that's Justin Guarini.
How really? Funny. Okay.
Now, why do you know him? I mean, because, Chelsea, you knew him immediately.
Right, I don't know the name, I guess. But he was on the first season of American Idol. Yeah. And he had this crazy, like, curly hair that you just kind of, you remembered his face. And so, but I had no idea that was him in the Diet Dr. Pepper commercial.
Yep.
That's probably how they got the gig. They're
yeah.
He's very, very recognizable.
And also, Scott, remember, I did spend a stint over there on Candy 95, so
I've got
a little bit of that
got
in the background
there. Sure.
Joaquin Phoenix is 42 today. Dayanara Torres is 42. She's a former Miss Universe.
Okay.
Trista Sutter is 44. She was a bachelorette.
Yes, Trista and Ryan.
Yeah.
They were the first, they were the first bachelorette couple.
It says no longer a bachelorette, still obnoxious. So I guess she was pretty obnoxious.
Wow, I don't remember that. But they were like the one couple that has stayed together over the years.
Okay, that's good.
Brad Paisley's 44 today, country singer.
Yeah, we know him.
Ben Harper's 47. He's real good, too, if you don't know his music. Julia Roberts, 49 today.
Nice. Oh, my. Ugh. Used to hang out in College Station.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Not much.
She knew,
I forget what the movie was.
Yes. It was is it Runaway Bride?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where she mentions College Station.
Yes.
She, don't do that. You'll end up in some place like College Station.
Oh,
Texas.
That's right.
It was like a non-flattering light.
Yes, I remember seeing it in theaters.
It was like a jab against, what's his name, right?
Lyle Lovett. That's what it was. Because she would come with him to College Station. And, you know, he'd stop and hang out and be Lyle.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was kind of Hollywood.
Yep.
A matter of fact, One-Eyed Fiona, I think, is about her.
Oh.
That's her middle name.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but
a few more birthdays today.
Oh, yeah.
Andy Richter's 50. That's Conan O'Brien's co-host guy there. Jamie Gertz is 51. She's been in a lot of stuff. A lot of those John Hughes movies, like 16 Candles and stuff like that.
Sorry, My Best Friend's Wedding, I think, was actually.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
That is it.
Lauren Holly's 53 today. She's on NCIS and, of course, used to be Jim Carrey's wife for a while.
Oh, okay.
Daphne Zuniga is 54. She'll always be Princess Vespa to me in Spaceballs from Mel Brooks.
Well,
Good movie.
One of us knew her.
Bill Gates is 61.
Yeah, he is. And what do you get him for his birthday?
Oh, come on, man.
Talk about the man who has everything.
Yeah.
Annie Potts is 64 from Designing Women and Ghostbusters. Caitlyn Jenner. It's 67 today.
Moving on.
Dennis Franz is 72 from NYPD Blue. And Charlie Daniels today is 80.
Tomorrow's Internet Day. It's also National Cat Day. And it's Oatmeal Day. That's tomorrow and birthdays of.
John Abrams is 39. He was on Meet the Parents. Tracy Ellis Ross is 44. She's also Diana Ross's daughter.
Oh,
pretty
okay.
cool. Gabrielle Union is 44 from Being Mary Jane.
And also Dwayne Wade's.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade's
significant
wife.
Other.
Yeah. Winona Ryder's 45 on Saturday. Essay from 311 is 47 tomorrow.
Okay.
Randy Jackson's 55. He hasn't been a judge on American Idol for a while, right?
Yeah.
Dan Castellaneta?
Yeah.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's 59. He's, of course, Homer Simpson.
He is.
Okay.
Kate Jackson is 68 from Charlie's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Dreyfuss, 69 tomorrow.
Mm.
Pretty cool. I'm pretty sure he's most well-known for being in Piranha 3D.
I think that's probably right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Denny Lane is 72 from Moody Blues and Wings.
All right, Sunday is Candy Corn Day, so there.
There.
If you want to do that, fine. If not, that's okay, too. And it's Haunted Refrigerator Night.
I don't know
what that means.
All right.
Birthdays?
Birthdays of Ivanka Trump is 35
okay.
on Sunday. Nia Long is 46. She was in the Big Mama's House movies and Love Jones and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Gavin Rosdale's 51 on Sunday. That's Gwen Stefani's ex-husband from Bush. Kevin Pollak is 59. It says he's one of those truly amazing under-the-radar actors. His acting chops are okay, but he's an amazing impressionist.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
he does the best Christopher Walken. T. Graham Brown is 62, country singer. Henry Hamlin, 65, used to be on Dancing with the Stars and also was on L.A. Law. Mm-hmm. Henry Winkler, 71,
hey,
the Fonz himself.
The Fonz.
That's
71.
Right.
Graduated from Yale School of Drama.
Really?
Yes. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Did not know that. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Otis Williams is 75, co-founder of The Temptations. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. And Grace Slick is 77 from Jefferson Airplane / Starship.
Yeah, and it was on Sunday's date in 1938 that War of the Worlds was broadcast by Orson Welles. That sent people into a panic.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. All right, 620.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So Donald Trump, he's taken a lot of heat from both the mainstream media, many politicians, ever since he said he feared the 2016 presidential election could be rigged. Well, now, according to LifeZet, Trump has yet another reason to be concerned about the integrity of the election. A voting machine company with deep ties to George Soros, you know, the billionaire that supports Hillary, open borders and Black Lives Matter, among other things, well, they'll be operating voting machines in 16 states in this upcoming election. Let's see, battleground states like Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Virginia, other jurisdictions affected, California, D.C., Illinois, Louisiana, Missouri, New Jersey, Oregon, Washington, and Wisconsin. Donald Trump, your supporters, I'd argue you have every right to be concerned.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, you've got some pretty important choices to make this fall. One of them may be window treatment so you can decorate your home for the holidays and into the new year. My house looks so much better because we use Blinds.com for every room. It has transformed our home, and it'll transform yours. Just go to Blinds.com. Use the promo code Hannity. You get 20% off their already low prices through October the 31st. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. See Blinds.com for details. So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our 2 locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Okay, with your money now, big oil earnings are on top today. ExxonMobil and Chevron report third quarter earnings before today's bell. The uptick in oil prices and a reduction in the glut of refined products could help their bottom lines. MasterCard and Goodyear post earnings for Q3 as well. Amazon posted a big miss on profits. Net income came in at $252 million, putting Amazon in the black for 6 straight quarters. But that's drastically lower than last quarter's $857 million, ending the previous 3 quarters record profit streak. Fourth quarter revenue guidance, the all-important holiday shopping season, was lower than expected, too. Amazon reported Q3 earnings per share of 52 cents versus an expected 82 cents. The results surprised investors and sent the stock tumbling in after-hour sales. Futures are pointing lower after stocks closed lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 29 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 stock index was down 6, and the NASDAQ Composite Index dropped 34 points. And that's your money now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
We've all been in the situation, whether it's at the gym or even at the grocery store, but we see some huge guy walk by who's super ripped, and we try to pick up our fragile ego, of course, by saying, well, at least I know I'm smarter than them. Well, there might be some bad news for you. You might be scrawnier and dumber than them. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, as somebody who's been focusing on their health for quite a while now, I am in a pretty regular weightlifting routine. And if you are too, I've got some good news. A new study found that people who regularly lift weights also develop more brain power than people who don't. So, scientifically speaking, lifting can actually make you smarter. Now, don't worry if you don't fall into that category. You can always pick it up whenever you want to, no pun intended. And just realize also, it's not a huge amount, and you probably won't notice it if you're a younger person. But this is important. It becomes a huge deal when you get older, and that weight training helps you fight off Alzheimer's and dementia. So, focusing on your health has always been known to help people with their heart and their blood pressure and their digestive functions and their circulation and everything that goes along with keeping your body moving and working correctly. But now you can also take comfort in the fact that you're helping your brain. So help yourself out. Get out there and do something. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
It's the biggest Best of the Brazos ever. The all-new 2016 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available everywhere in Bryan College Station. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 180 different categories. Everything from fine dining to family entertainment. You can see all of the winners in the 150-page full-color edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine. Pick up your free copy around town or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning, 627 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High today about 87. Yep, probably going to do that for the next couple of days, all the way through the weekend. Lots of sunshine, clear all the way through, and that'll mean it's a little cooler at night, and that's kind of what we're doing now, be in the lower 60s. Do have a slight chance of showers coming into the forecast on Tuesday of next week, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. It won't be quite so warm. Right now, winds are calm, 87% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 61.
Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville, the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, and Bryan Broadcasting present the annual Night at the Museum Children's Costume Contest and Trick-or-Treating Halloween Celebration. Sunday, October 30th from 3 to 6 p.m. This free, family-friendly event open to the public has trick-or-treating through the museum, carnival games, refreshments, bounce houses, bus 12, face painting, a holiday photo op, and a costume contest. Don't miss it. Special thanks to Atkinson Toyota, Catalina Hatters, and the Farm Patch. Visit bush41.org/Halloween.
Why is it that as soon as you set a goal for yourself, you immediately start to doubt whether you could achieve it? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution, Snore Stop. Snore Stop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, Snore Stop. You saved my marriage.
Snore Stop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at Rite Aid and CVS, or you can go online at snorestop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try Snore Stop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, Snore Stop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try Snore Stop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at snorestop.com. That's snorestop.com. Snore Stop, keeping you together.
While there are several paths to finding success, many people agree that
the simple basic process is to clearly define what success is for you without giving in to to the doubts and fears that threaten to overwhelm all of us as soon as we make a clear goal.
Mark Allen, author of the book, The Magical Path.
What we focus on becomes our reality. Yes, we'll get distracted. We'll get off course. We're just like a plane, where a plane flying, I heard, is off course over 95% of the time, but the pilot keeps correcting.
Mark, who started a very successful book publishing company, says the magic is to put it in writing.
I started with nothing, no money, I didn't even have a job, and I made a one-page plan to create a successful company. As soon as you make that plan, the big challenge always is we're just overwhelmed by doubts and fears. Our society, even our families, have conditioned us to think small, don't take risks.
Mark believes you can only achieve your dream if you actually have one.
So the two critical things are first daring to dream and then dealing with those doubts and fears because they will derail us. Not only doubts and fears, but also that realistic voice that says, be sensible. Those voices will destroy our dreams.
Visit our website to download the five best shows in five topic categories at somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30 at 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. It took the College Station City Council three votes last night before reaching a partial decision about how to handle increased traffic in the Welburn area. The council's compromise was to proceed only with rebuilding Reuter Road north of Greens Prairie Trail so it bends into Welburn Road. John Nichols noted the existing elementary school, the opening of a new intermediate school next fall, and a new middle school the following year.
You have two substantial connections around those schools so that the traffic pattern can be spread out and get at least back to Welburn Road.
Steve Aldridge said he reluctantly voted yes after criticizing city staff for not first running that idea and other recommendations by Welburn residents.
I understand that College Station ISD's needs are what are predicating this, but I really think we've got to have the public input on this, or we are really getting ourselves into a big mess.
The council's unanimous vote followed two failed attempts to delay any action until after a community meeting or until January, when the council has three new members. There are more than 70 historical markers in Brazos County. Only the second, associated with the Hispanic community, will be dedicated Sunday afternoon. Dorothy Hernandez spent 2 years getting the marker for her church, Santa Teresa Catholic Church in Bryan. She says the roots go back to 1929 and a priest affiliated with St. Joseph's who was known by the name Padre Panchito.
He realized that there was very many Mexican families here. At that time, it was considered, you know, that the Mexican people had their traditions and they had their own culture, and you know, and they were getting more children getting baptized at St. Joseph that he could take care of, and they needed their own church.
The dedication program starts Sunday afternoon at 4 at the church, located near the intersection of Highway 21 and William Joel Bryan Parkway on Lucky Street. Little League Baseball will continue to be played on fields next to Bryan's Texas Army National Guard Armory. The city of Bryan says that follows a meeting yesterday with the Guard. State Representative John Rainey, who organized and participated in the meeting, says games will continue for at least two more years as the Guard considers expansion plans.
The city and the National Guard will be looking at other options that may be available for relocation of the Guard. It may be that in the end, they need to relocate the ball fields. But right now, the Guard does not believe they will need that space for at least a period of 2 years.
Rainey says there is a mutual benefit to continuing Bryan's National Little League games at that location.
The local Guard folks really enjoy seeing those kids out there playing baseball, because I guarantee you that most of them have kids that age.
The Guard's expansion plans had jeopardized the future of three fields at Bob Bond Park. Brazos County Republicans and Democrats are out of state campaigning for their presidential nominees.
The GOP's County Chairman Paul Rieger is one of two Brazos County groups in Des Moines, Iowa, as part of the Texas Strike Force for Donald Trump.
Why Iowa?
Well, Iowa is one of the battleground states. The whole idea is to go up and try to get a few points here and a few points there and get our our side to the polls through early voting and through Election Day.
Bryan High School graduate Thomas Cavanis is in Bangor, Maine, working as a regional director for that state's Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton's campaign.
It's really thrilling to be here in the 2nd Congressional District. It's the closest swing district in the entire country right now. And so we are cautiously optimistic about our chances on November 2nd.
Cavanis says even though he's a Texan, it's important to him that Clinton receives all 4 electoral votes in Maine, a state where he says that could be a split for the first time in state history. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Driving while Snapchatting. Although not an actual offense, it did lead to one woman being arrested for drunk driving and underage drinking. Wednesday night, a Bryan police officer at the scene of a disturbance on Villa Maria near Blinn College heard a vehicle loudly braking, followed by a crash. The officer saw their parked patrol car had been rear-ended by another car. When the officer approached the vehicle, they saw an open bottle of wine and the driver trying to put her shirt on. According to the arrest report, when asked why she was topless, the woman said she was taking a Snapchat photo to send to her boyfriend while she was at the red light. WTAW News is not releasing the name of the driver because no one was injured, and the arrest report did not indicate previous DWI convictions. A Texan is among 20 people arrested in the United States accused of phone scams where tens of thousands of Americans lost hundreds of millions of dollars. Dallas radio station KRLD received a call from a bogus IRS agent threatening legal action unless the caller received $2,500.
And make sure when you lose this case in the courthouse, then you have to pay from $25,000 and the warrant issue as well as on your name. So which option you like to go? You like to resolve or you like to fight? Tell me.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston says 32 individuals and 5 call centers in India have also been charged with participating in the scam. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 61 degrees. We'd love to hear from you. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these. Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far, but you don't have to go too far to go far. AggielandHelpWanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Touchdown. These may be the sounds we've all been waiting all year to hear. But that sound, now that's music to my ears. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet,
Football season means tailgate season. So fire up the grill and get ready to save on Chevy's best-selling pickups all season long.
Like a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition with $11,700 in total savings. Or save $13,700 with Conquest. With nearly 200 trucks and SUVs to choose from in the most competitive internet pricing around. Whether you're mastering the barbecue or getting a great deal on your new Chevy, when it comes to football season at Tom White Chevrolet, it's good. Business off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
46,820 MSRP, less factory rebates, and Chevy bonus tag, plus 2,000 rebate for Conquest vehicle owners. With approved credit, TT and L Extra. Expires 10/31/16. See dealer for details.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend through November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
641 Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929. Here you are.
Considerable sunshine across the area today and over the next several days as high pressure remains locked in across the region. Temperatures are going to be well above normal the next several days, and we're not the only place in the country seeing that. It'll be sunny, 85 to 90 later today, overnight clear, 60 to 65. Mixture of clouds and sunshine for tomorrow, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly sunny, the story during the day Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, it's Friday, so Zach Taylor will have a look at your high school and Aggie football report. Meanwhile, in A&M soccer, Mississippi State fell last night, closing the Aggies' regular season with a 3-game win streak. In A&M softball, Lexi Smith threw a no-hitter in the team sweep of Blinn College yesterday. And in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs earned their second win to open their season with the win over the Kings. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so it's called vote flipping.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, you know, he had said that the election is rigged.
Uh-huh.
And so there have been what's called vote-flipping charges. And what vote-flipping means is it's a kind of a technical glitch in the machine. And the problem is, of course, all of the officials on the state level are Republicans. So they're going to have to go against what their nominee is saying.
Mm.
But his latest attempt to cast doubt on the process, he raised suspicions yesterday about the vote machine reliability in Texas.
Well, Donald, would you like to, would you like to count them?
Yeah, yourself?
Yeah.
Texas Secretary of State Carlos Queiroz, who is a Republican, said on Facebook, "There was no evidence of vote flipping, a term generally used to describe a correctable technical glitch on older electronic voting machines," spokeswoman said. He was responding to speculation that was circulating on the social media. They didn't mention who the speculation was from, but there you go.
Somebody's speculating, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also happening in Georgia, there was a report there as well. So we'll see. Now, University of Texas and Texas Tribune poll, Texas voters are feeling high anxiety. Question, how serious a problem in 2016 are people voting who are ineligible? Well, 89% of Republicans say it's extremely serious. 69% of independents say it's serious. 23% of the Democrats.
Mm.
Okay. So, in other words, almost three times as many Republicans as Democrats are concerned about someone voting who is not eligible
right.
to vote.
Right.
So, then the question, how serious a problem in 2016 is people who vote more than once? Again, about 83% Republican, 61% Independents, 24% Democrats. So, just not seeing it as a big deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Final question. How serious a problem in accurate vote counts? 77% Republican, 75% Independent, and 45% Democrat. So no matter who you are, there's at least 45% or more who think there could be inaccurate vote counts.
Hmm. Now, are they not worried because they just don't think it's an issue or because they think that the ineligible voters are voting Democrat?
Yeah, well, I think that's probably.
but then here's the question. How serious is vote machine hacking?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
66%, 68%, 55%. So more than half of everybody in Texas in this poll thinks that that is a serious or somewhat serious problem.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of reports of people going in and casting their ballots, and then when they check over, you know, at the end after they've cast a straight ticket, they look at it at the end and it switched their votes from the Republican candidate to Hillary Clinton. Yeah.
So you just need to check it. And again, it's a long ballot. I know. You may have to spend up to 4 minutes in the polling booth. Voting booth. I know. But it might be worth checking into.
Yeah.
Just watch your ballot. Just make sure you
see
that.
Yeah, because if you care enough to go vote, then you probably care enough to make sure the vote is correct.
Take the extra 30 seconds and look over it. Yeah.
Now, actually, yesterday he said that her trade policies would be so terrible that they should, quote, just cancel the election, end quote, and name him victor. Yeah,
I don't think that's the way it works.
And he referred to himself in the third person too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. As they say, that's not how any of this works.
No.
Okay, so there you go. Oh, and finally, Justin Timberlake got off easy after taking a selfie of his ballot in Tennessee this week.
Of course, because you know,
it's JT.
Rich, powerful people don't get in trouble with the law. Has Hillary taught you nothing?
Yeah. It's a 125-year-old law that makes it illegal for voters to disclose their choice. What do you mean you can't disclose your choice?
Well,
if
so
you
did
want
he?
To?
Did so you saw who he voted for?
Yeah, apparently so.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I thought he just. I mean, I saw the selfie. I didn't realize that in it you could actually see who he
apparently
cast his vote.
Huh. But Brad, I think you hit it right. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're rich, the rules.
You don't have to worry
apply.
About
has
it.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 29th, it's fuel tank regulations and compliance. Learn about containment, labeling, placarding, and how to deal with a spill this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're thinking about making some landscaping improvements come springtime or even over the wintertime, you're going to be wondering what kinds of plants would be best for me across my part of the state. I have a list of the plants that I like the best for Texas landscaping. I'll be back with it right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. If I'm looking for a large shade tree, it's hard for me to look past oaks. As much as I love pecans and cedar elms and Chinese pistachios, other quality trees as well, oaks just make the statement of permanence and durability. The oldest tree in Texas is a big live oak along the coast, the Goose Island oak. It weighs in at an estimated 1,000 years old and 11 feet in diameter. Now, I'd have Shumard red oak also. I might have chinkapin oak and burr oak. Those are my four favorite trees. How about medium shade trees? These are the trees you use as the third tree of a large property or the prime tree in a zero lot line parcel. I was tempted to list Oklahoma redbud as the best since it's lovely and widely adapted to Texas, but I think really Little Jim Southern Magnolia outlives redbuds five or six times. They're wonderful trees. They are dwarf forms of regular Southern Magnolia. They get about half as tall, half as wide. For large shrubs, it can also be trained as small trees. This one's a dead three-way heat between standard varieties, the largest types of crepe myrtles, Yaupon hollies, and Warren's red possum haw holly. Crepe myrtle's importance to Texas landscaping has been well documented over the last couple of hundred years. Very recently, however, new varieties with Native American names have been introduced from the National Arboretum, and they're terrific. Yaupon hollies, by comparison, are evergreen. They always look about the same. Choose a female variety that has fruit. That's the way you tell, obviously, if you want winter color. Possum haw holly looks very much like Yaupon, but they're deciduous, and the variety Warren's Red has bigger, redder berries and is less likely to sucker. How about large screening shrubs? This spot also goes to a holly, specifically Nellie R. Stevens holly. It'll get 15 feet tall and 10 feet wide if unpruned. You could easily enough keep it at 8 to 10 feet if you needed to prune it. For medium shrubs, willow leaf holly rates best for me. It's also called needlepoint. I have it all through my landscape, and I love that shrub very much. If you're in a smaller landscape and you need a screening shrub for privacy, this one would be best. That's willow leaf holly. For the lowest shrubs, with landscapes growing smaller each year, I have a couple of plants that I like a great deal. I am really fond of compact Nandina. I just think it's a dandy plant of all types. And then I also like very much Carissa holly. I'm a holly freak, if you hadn't noticed. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. It's high school football as we gear up and get ready for tomorrow as the Aggs take on New Mexico State. So with your high school and Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Several big high school games are on tap tonight. Bryan visits Waco on Sports Radio 1150. College Station heads to Temple on the Zone 102.7 FM. And Rutter entertains Waco University on Willie 1550. Kickoff times for all of those games is at 7:30. Navasota travels to Bridge City at 7 on Willie 97.7. Buffalo hosts Anderson Shiro at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. St. Joe's meets up with Riker Catholic at 7:30 on Red Sea Catholic Radio. And Brazos Christian entertains Faith Academy at 7:30. A&M Consolidated has the week off. Well, there can be only one. The ninth-ranked Fighting Texas Aggies will square off against the New Mexico State Aggies tomorrow night at 6:30. For a look at the matchup, here's Coach Kevin Sumlin.
They're definitely a team that is going to try to expose you and get big plays off of deep throws and all kinds of things down the field. Defensively, their linebackers are really the core of their unit. They run real well, good tacklers.
Kickoff is slated for tomorrow night at 6:30. Pregame with Dave and Dave gets underway at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your high school and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In A&M soccer, the Aggies held off the Mississippi State Bulldogs 2-1 yesterday at MSU Soccer Field to close out the regular season on a three-match win streak. With the victory, Texas A&M wrapped up the regular season with a 10-7-1 overall mark and a 5-5-1 league ledger. The Aggies are tied with Tennessee and Vanderbilt for sixth place in the league standings, but the Maroon and White will be the number 8 seed at next week's SEC tournament in Orange Beach, Alabama. In A&M softball, junior Lexi Smith tossed a no-hitter in Game 2 of Thursday's doubleheader sweep over Blinn College at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Aggies won Game 1 with a shutout 11-0 before taking Game 2 19-1 in five innings. The Aggies next take on McLennan at the Aggie Softball Complex on Wednesday, November 2nd for a doubleheader. First game's at 4 p.m., second game is at 6 p.m. In the NFL,
third and goal at the 4. Mariota looking, throws, got a man open in the end zone. Touchdown, Titans!
Last night for Thursday Night Football, the Tennessee Titans evened their record at 4-4 and climbed back into the AFC South title chase by building a 17-0 halftime lead in a 36-22 win over Jacksonville. Marcus Mariota completed 18 of his 22 passes for 270 yards and two touchdowns. Here's Mariota on the win.
I'm proud of those guys in the locker room. You know, I think today was really the first time we all three phases played a complete game. And you know what? That's all you can really ask for.
DeMarco Murray ran for 123 yards and a touchdown to pad an attack that rolled up a season-high 494 total yards against the Jaguars. Elsewhere in the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has offered tickets for any of the NFL team's five remaining home games, including travel and hotel costs, to North Little Rock uniformed police officers and their families as a gesture of gratitude. Reports state that Jones grew up in North Little Rock. A city spokesman says a little more than 100 of the department's 179 uniform officers plan to attend one of the remaining games with family members. In Major League Baseball, former Texas Rangers closer Sean Tolleson has been granted free agency after declining an outright minor league assignment. The move came a day after the Rangers announced that Tolleson had cleared outright waivers and would be assigned to AAA Round Rock. Tolleson was 2-2 with 11 saves. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Indians and Chicago Cubs held workouts at Wrigley Field yesterday in preparation for Game 3 of the World Series tonight in Chicago. Major League ERA champ Kyle Hendricks will take the mound for the Cubs against Indians hurler Josh Tomlin after the team split the first two games in Cleveland. Cubs slugger Kyle Schwarber won't be in the lineup for the three games in Chicago after doctors denied him medical clearance to play the outfield following his return from major knee surgery. And in the NBA,
left of the key, stolen by Leonard. Leonard's got clear sailing, and he's going to slam it down with two hands as he picked the pocket of Rudy Gay.
Kawhi Leonard scored 30 points, and the San Antonio Spurs spoiled the regular season opener at Sacramento's new downtown arena, beating the Kings 102-94 last night. LaMarcus Aldridge added 16 points as the Spurs clamped down on defense in the second half, led by Leonard's strong play to win their second straight game to open the season. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Dave Rusink, former College Station City Councilman, and I support Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. I've worked closely with Linda on the College Station 75th Anniversary Committee and the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Board. Linda is a team player without being tied to any special interest group. She wants to see smart, sustainable growth while maintaining our neighborhood integrity. Join me in voting for Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. Learn more at votelinda.org.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L Series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at WCTractor.com.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan College Station. License number TACALA 2.
228-101C.
I'm Celia Goode Haddock of University Title in College Station, and it's crucial we elect Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols as our next mayor. I have created jobs right here in College Station, and I understand, much like John, how important it is to keep our economy strong. John is an accomplished economist, has called College Station his home for over 40 years, and is best prepared to serve as our mayor. Join me in voting for John Nichols as our next mayor.
Political ad paid for by the John Nichols campaign. Steve Beachy, Treasurer.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you for over 60 years.